There we go. But we're here. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Not too bad.
Thanks for putting it off. Sorry I couldn't make it last night. It all got right down to the wire.
It do, it always does.
Always does. You're a deadline junkie, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
Have you learned anything in your year?
No.
No.
No. No. Always leave it, and then you always think, why didn't I do it when I had lots of time? Why do I just leave it right to the end? And then your computer doesn't work always.
Yes, exactly.
It's absolutely fine when you've got time, everything's fine. And the moment you want to start doing it, it
Bugger.
just says, there's no, I'm not going to do it now.
Yeah, I know, I know. And God, there is nothing like a deadline to crank up the pressure, is there? You know what
No,
I mean?
exactly.
Oh,
Yes.
it's a
Dangerous, though.
huge.
It's dangerous for my equipment because it tends to get thrown around.
That is the trigger, isn't it? That's frequently the trigger, isn't it?
God, yeah, totally.
A deadline is, and it's the same with parenting. You know, if you can take the deadline out of the situation, I remember we used to, you know, there used to be frequent fights trying to get the kids to school on
Yeah.
time. You know, and at some point I just said, you know what? I'd rather you all got to school late, and we didn't have this, so we'll go when you're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, there's a couple of slip ups, but then we had about 4 years of pleasant going to school, you
Yeah,
know, with
yeah,
no
yeah.
drama. It was so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time is a vicious, vicious thing.
Yeah. Yes, it
But
is.
anyway, the deadline was 11:59. You had to upload. There's this thing on there. I don't know if you've used Blackboard with schools.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but yeah, it's like Jigsaw and all that lot, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And there's a part of that called log it in or something. You
Yeah.
know that you have to upload something to that, and it time stamps it and gives you an email. You know. And the deadline was 11:59 last night, and our timestamp was 12:00
Oh no.
this morning at midnight. Oh, what can you
So,
do
does that mean you'll get penalised? Surely not.
though? That would be really, really painful, wouldn't it? But you know, them's the rules. So it's like.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about a deadline, isn't it? Like, oh, it's only 1 minute late, but why didn't you just do it all 1 minute earlier, you know?
Yeah. But maybe there'll be flexible technical hitches.
Yeah, maybe they will. We will find out, won't we? I'll report back when we do find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it was really nice finishing that off.
Well, I had another moment of, it seems that my computer's age is constantly reminding me now. So I was talking to my friend about, he's really good, and he does it quite simply, and he uses the loudness meter.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Hello? No? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Ah, yes, sorry. Yeah. Your computer's
Yeah.
age.
So he does it. He masters quite easy. He uses a beautiful Ampex mastering tape thing, which is gorgeous from UAD, and then an adaptive limiter and the loudness meter. And you set the loudness meter at minus, I think it's a 12, which is the same as naught or something, some weird. Anyway, and I thought,
Yeah.
oh, that's great. So I went to my Logic. Is there a loudness meter on my version? Of course
No.
not.
Oh.
Oh, it's just too old,
And
you see, and I can't update anything. It's on the newest one, like everything, all the newer stuff. It's fine.
yeah.
It doesn't really matter. I'm not that bothered, but it's just like I keep finding things I haven't got.
Yeah. Yeah, and at some point,
Simple things.
yeah,
No,
at some point.
I have to take the plunge. But I've decided with Ozone,
Yeah.
I am going to put it on my iMac, my other one, my
Right.
office one.
Right.
And I'm going to master, but I have to use, all I can use is headphones.
Right. Okay, well, that'll give you
another... I've read a few articles.
Yeah, and that's all right.
So it's not the prime. It's not the... As long as you keep referencing it, you sort of do a mix and then play it on your stereo and play it on things and then...
Yeah.
And just wait until... Because, you know... And he, anyway, this friend of mine, he said he masters quite regularly on headphones because he has to. Because, you know, sometimes you're not given a choice. You can't have it blaring out.
No.
Because you disturb people.
It's much easier to get a consistent listening environment with headphones.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Give it a go. See. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to give that a go. That will give you the, you'll get the meters then. I mean, Ozone 5's probably got the meters. There's a bunch of other plugins that have got,
yeah, I know. I'm sure I've got it somewhere.
Decent meters on them. Yeah, but
I don't know. I'm still can't decide though, Dan. It's only because they're tempting with such a good offer. It's how they get you.
I know. I know.
And portals. Their portals are the way now. They've all got one.
Yeah.
You know, their little app. And it makes, so the Isotope app is beautiful. It's got this little spinny thing all over. Hello, Philip. You know, oh, hello. Mm. Do you want to see your offers? Well, of course I do. Your
lawyer's
office.
We'll take
and
care of
that. There's loads of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's nothing now because I'm in with my special portal. You just go by. I mean, you don't have to, nothing. It just goes loads and ready to go.
Yeah.
None of this iLock rubbish or,
yeah, you know. So frictionless.
I'm a valued customer now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's a tricky one. I'm just worried that it's just another box of tricks out of hundreds of boxes of tricks that I've got already. It does look very nice, though. It's your fault. You showed me it. I was unaware it existed until I saw your lovely graphs.
Let's be clear. That is a 75 quid purchase.
Yeah, instead of 400 and something.
No, instead of $3,000, $4,000, which is the other thing on the table at the moment.
Oh, well, you mean the upgrade, the whole shebang?
You've got to be careful.
That can't be on the agenda, I'm afraid.
Good, right.
It's the effing virus.
Yeah.
I'm not making any money. I've got no...
Yeah.
And it's more like five, but I have been looking at things I could sell.
Yes, well,
and
that's good.
The list is ever growing.
Good.
The organelle. You know my little organelle?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't ever use it now.
No.
I loved it. I did. And it did well. I think it's. But. And I could get about 300 quid for that.
eBay. No.
eBay.
Or Reverb. Do you go on Reverb ever?
No, I've seen it. I bought my drum on Reverb.
Yeah.
My floor tom.
Yeah.
40 quid, it's lovely.
Yeah, it is lovely. Yeah. But, yeah, simpler life, Phil. I mean, that's priceless. Simpler life.
What, are you saying Ozone wouldn't give me a simpler life?
No, it's not. And it's going to make your life more complicated.
Oh, come on, Dan. I thought you'd be going, go on, Phil, get it. You need it.
You're doing. That's
no more jarring.
No.
Oh, look, they're like water. That's worth 70 quid in itself.
I haven't got that. Yeah,
yes,
I know. It was the demo. I just showed you the demo.
Oh, gosh. So you hadn't even shelled out the cash.
No, no way. No, and I don't need that complexity in my life. I mean, I enjoyed looking at it, but I put it back in the box. And
two words that are really tempting me. Tonal balance.
Tonal balance. Yeah.
Got me. I'm obsessed.
Really?
Oh.
But I mean, have you Googled it or done anything? Because there's probably, you know, 7 DIY methods of doing exactly the same thing.
I know, but come on, Dan.
No.
It's not industry standard. That's another two words that I like.
Game changer.
Game changer. Industry standard, smooth metering.
Ballistics.
Yeah, awesome. They use that a lot. It's awesome, man. In the videos I've watched, sponsored by Isotope, completely unbiased.
Yeah.
You know, and they have some producer who's worked, you know, so he uses it all the time. I'm going, yeah, right.
They do have a lot of great people who's, you know, prepared to give them good sound bites.
Yeah,
that's for sure. They're one of the few companies still. I mean, have you noticed, Phil, have you noticed how the whole plug-in industry has gone down the drain in the last couple of years? I mean,
Smaller ones. Yeah, there's no hope.
When I started this game, you know, plugins were regularly over a couple of hundred quid a plugin. Easy. You know, everything was over a couple hundred quid. Nowadays, you know, they've kept that sticker price on. But frankly, if they can get over 50 quid for anything, they are laughing. I'm sure they are all struggling so hard.
Well, yeah, I don't know. UID do tend to have a lot of sales.
They've got a hardware. A lot of the plug-in people are trying to go hardware because of this crazy, crazy desire people have for hardware. I mean,
I'm a bit of a hard. I like the hardware. You can't beat a nice preamp.
Those little rack things. You know what I mean. Lunch boxes and all of that.
APIs. Ooh,
yeah, yummy. All of that.
Gorgeous. Game changer. Look, Dan. Look at this beauty. Yeah.
All those tiny Korg synths and samplers and all of that stuff that's coming out. The Arturia, the microbrew and even Behringer are getting in on it, aren't they? Yes. What's that? Golden Age. Golden Age. That. Yeah.
Beautiful. Absolutely. It is beautiful.
Can you hear it?
Yes, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely silent. you drive it and it's like just, it's beautiful, it's crisp, clear, it's gorgeous with vocals. Seriously, you absolutely can.
Well, for that, we need to test. So I'm going to put that down on the list.
God. Slagging off my golden age.
Right? I'm not slagging it off. I'm just.
Yeah, we're going skeptical. With a cynic's mind.
I'm skeptical. I'm not going to take that. I'm not a skinnick. So much as. I tell you what I did do. You know, all these years I've been very skeptical about cables.
Right. I'm with you on that.
I bought a 20 quid guitar cable.
Yeah.
And I can hear it. Yeah. I can hear the difference between that and my normal cable.
God, 20 quid, that's quite cheap.
I think, it took a lot. It's very short. It's only this long. Yeah. No, it's not very long. You couldn't use it on stage. Yeah. It's only probably about 5 feet long. But, and I really researched, you know, the right cable and whatnot, and blah, 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 bought it. But really, if I really listen hard, I recorded the same thing, you know, I think I reamped it, so there was nothing going on there. And I really listened. And the other one, definitely there was a little bit more on the top end. You know, it was a little crisper. You could just, most of my guitaring, no point, because I'm not playing anything that it's got anything of interest in that little bit. But if you were, you know, it definitely was there, and I was amazed, because I always thought, you know, those people who are, I've got my gold tip guitar cables.
I can really tell
the difference. Yeah. There you go. They can.
What about strings?
Oh yeah, put a new post. But my strings, I only change them when they're rusty.
Yeah, but the maker strings.
I know.
Are you? Because I'm a bit of an Elixir man.
Are you?
Yeah, and they are expensive, but they are amazing, and they last for ages. They don't snap.
Yeah, yeah.
They're good, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether they've got this nano web coating and, you know, whatever they call it, and these.
Yeah.
Who knows? Probably
no.
But I like them. No, they're expensive.
Of course. Yeah, but.
But they do. They sound great to me, and I use the same gauge, the same, have done for years.
Do you know the brat? Do you know the model?
Elixir. Well, who make them? God, who make them?
Oh, I just Google it. Hang on. I thought that was the name.
ELMX IR. Nano Web Technology.
Elixir Guitar Strings.
I think
there we go. That's the brand.
Yeah.
That's the brand, but what's the model? NanoWeb. Yeah, sorry.
£7?
Yeah, they're not all that, are they?
Hang on, they can't be. That's different ones.
Strings Direct. Well, that could be for one string. Have you ever done that? Got that's a bargain, bought it. You got one string in there.
No, I used to buy a lot of G strings, just because they used to snap all the time.
Did they?
Yeah. But that was when I was that's before I found the Elixir.
Ah.
Yeah. It's about £16.
Elixir Nano Web. Yeah, I always do Strings Direct. I love Strings Direct. Right. They're my boys. $12.99 for you. The electric nickel plated Nano Web 10-46.
No, that's two. No. 12-52s.
12-52s.
Yeah, and not nickel.
Not nickel.
No. They use about £16.
Right. Yeah. And you reckon they're you can tell the difference.
Yeah, phosphor bronze. You know, they're beautiful. Phosphor.
Yeah, yeah.
Stunning.
How often do you change them?
Depends on the guitar, really. I mean, maybe 6 months if I'm using it a lot. A year, though. But I'd say a year, possibly longer.
Well, I will tell you, my main podcast, audio podcast, you know, for people who, you know, nerds who talk about recording audio, is Recording Lounge Podcast. And Kendall, the guy who does that, he can talk about strings for a whole hour and a half show, no problem. And it's fascinating. It's great. Yeah. But he always, you know, like you said, you know, like they all, everybody says, you start with the player. You know, that's the most important part of the recording chain. But the second most important, you know, is the strings and the instrument. You know, if you're not putting new strings on before a recording session, you know, you're wasting your money, aren't you? Because you're spending all that money on a studio.
You're right. You know, I mean, I wouldn't put them too soon. I'd give them a couple of days.
Couple of dates. You see, I think he does it, you know, he will string them up right before the show.
No.
Go out of tune a lot, do they? Like
out of tune, and they're just a bit bright. They haven't sped it in. They're a bit...
Yeah.
Whammy, they're not good when you first... No, you wouldn't want it brand new. You are, nearly new. A couple of days, play them for a bit.
Right. Play them in for a bit, and then you've got you get used to them as well, don't you? You get you know, used to the tone and the sound and whatnot. Right, then you play them, and then obviously you've got your microphone. That's important. That's the recording chain. But then the mix, you know, the playback chain. You've obviously your speakers are going to be crucial to actually hear what's going on.
Yeah.
So your monitors are going to be crucial in that mix. And then,
the size of your room, that's crucial.
Oh, well, especially, obviously, if you're recording any acoustic type of instrument.
Yeah.
So it's going to be.
This room is crap. I mean, this is just a great big boom box.
Yeah. Yeah. You're really battling right from the off there.
Yeah.
You love where you live, though, don't you?
Well, no. I mean, I intend to move and have my beautiful studio. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine
brick built.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bigger, about four times the sizes. I found a house actually with planning permission, with a field and everything, but it was in the middle of nowhere. But to have a brick built, proper with a, and not a light, but a space. So there's space. Because here, whenever I do anything, I fall over. My chair, I'm constantly, it's got those wheels on it, which is great, but it's always rolling over. Well, so I damage my wires and my things.
Yeah.
So you have to sit really still, and I have to get up really carefully. And trip over and bang my head. And to have a sort of space where I've set it all up, so I've got a sort of recording bit and a nice performing space.
Yeah. Beautiful.
With a carpeted floor.
Yeah.
So that things, because I've got a wooden floor in here, which is stupid.
No, rugs on the floor. Yeah. Rugs on the floor, but a wooden floor.
Yeah, so wooden floor, but with some rugs.
You can roll them up if you want a bit of a liver.
Yeah, and then a big settee to sort of sit back.
Yeah.
And a balcony. I want a balcony outside so you can stand as a.
Yeah. Or how about one of those, those Aussie sort of things where they veranda.
Decking. The two chairs in it, so.
And the roof going over, carrying on after the house, so that you can sit out there.
And a door that opens, that'd be really nice.
Oh, imagine. Yeah, imagine.
And otherwise, I can't open the door, that's
a
simple thing, just a door that I can just unlock and it opens.
Oh. And it opens, yeah. You could have your speakers, a foot or two away from the wall. Yeah. And then your desk, so it's not all, you're not just rammed right up against the reflective surface. Yeah.
That's the dream. So, yes, but so that's the plan. Wonky door will be reimagined.
And what's the time frame for that?
I'd like to think within 2 years now.
But within 2 years?
Yeah, all my friends in Wales have reminded me that I've been saying this for 30 years.
Yeah.
That I'll come back to Wales. I want to go back. I want to, And I do love Greenwich. I love my little patch.
Yeah.
But, I think it's time.
I mean, I'd miss you, but then I don't come and see you that often, do I?
Exactly. And I'd be coming back down to London quite a lot. Hopefully work will start again.
So, yeah, maybe it will.
Never know.
Do you think it would have much of an impact on your work? Would the commute be more arduous?
Well, if I lived in Wales?
Yeah.
No, it's similar. Yeah. I tend to work a lot in Wales, Midlands.
Yeah.
Liverpool, North East.
Yeah.
South West and London. It doesn't matter. It's just, just the other way.
Yeah.
I like driving. I quite like my time driving, and if it's more than 4 hours, I get the train.
Yeah.
I tend to have a 4 hour limit of drive, if it's 4 hours away, that's okay. If it's further, just get a train.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I'm enjoying, I've nearly, as I was coming to get my, I don't like calling it lockdown album, but the work I've been doing in the lockdown. So I've got now an album, and I've just tried, just before we talked, again, something that Eels do a lot, and I've never done it, and I've had this plugin for ages. It's just a distortion pedal, cheap, put a vocal through it. Sounds
done.
Amazing. And when you just think, why, it's because it's an angry song, and I've just put a little touch, and suddenly it sounds like, I put phasers on things. I've gone berserk. It's great, and it just sounds. I'm just doing everything. I'm just throwing caution to the wind. It's loads of distorted guitars.
How liberating!
Rock and roll,
Can't wait.
And there's some stuff that's quite Nick Cave-y, because I love Nick Cave, and I've sort of, So I think just thinking about a new studio, I think it would give me a lease of life to sort of try different things. Because what you got to lose? Just go for it.
Well, absolutely. You've only got to please yourself, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I've uploaded the EP to the BBC.
Oh, well done.
Yes, I did all that. But funnily enough, I typed in, so I did it all, and I got an email saying, we've listened to it, and yeah, hold your horses. We're not saying we're going to play it, but blah, blah, blah. It's probably a stuff. And they said, we've listened to your track, All This Faces. I bloody built a typo, hadn't I? I thought,
oh, no.
I did nothing right.
Philip.
It's all right, I changed it. I mean, the actual MP3 says All Those Faces, but in filling in the stupid little form. Because the thing is, they said genre, right? And they went through, I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
The choices, the only choice I had was folk.
Yeah.
It's not indie rock. It's
no.
not hip hop. Classical.
No. I know.
That then determines who they send it to. And you think,
yeah.
Well,
I know. And they have to do that. But what?
Why don't they put acoustic? Because it's not folk. It's folky, but it's not folk.
No, God, no, it's not folk.
Right. So, no. I mean, it's going to the Lake Junction, which I like that show, Radio 3. So I might get a chance on that. And then.
I've not listened to that one.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Radio 3, 11 o'clock. Is it every night? Or I can't remember. Anyway, no, they have some really good, quite sort of different things. You know, some are sort of, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Really varied. It's good.
The Lake Junction.
Lake Junction. I think it's called Lake Junction. Yeah, Lake Junction. Lake Junction. Radio 3.
Good stuff. Yeah, I will put that.
Might be on there. And Bob Harris, Radio 2.
Yeah.
And he quite likes us. He's played us before, so. But, you know, who knows?
And is that just a page that anyone can upload?
Yeah, BBC music? Introducing.
BBC Introducing.
Yeah. And you put your, so you could go there and you sign everything up. You get your page. So I've now got a page.
Yeah.
With all my details. And I'm allowed 2 tracks a month. Of which I intend to use.
Oh, good man.
I'm going to bash them, and I'm going to put different postcodes in because they say, where do you live? So I'm London, so it's all like, yeah, London, man. But if I put Wales, there'll be different shows that might be a bit more open.
Right, so, yeah, yeah. Yeah, give it a go.
So,
and can you do different genres for each?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I can just put
You're 2 not pigeonholed.
No, yeah. And I can change.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, you just got to keep trying that. So, I mean, it doesn't, you know, and I got through, I reconnected with PRS as well. That was quite fun.
Excellent.
And
did the money cascade onto your shoulders?
Yeah, well, it said, do you want to check your royalties? And I did for April, and it said, no, sorry, oh. Nothing. Oh, great. I thought, well, you know, I knew that. Rub it in. Why can't they have something a bit gentler, right? Not, there's nothing. You know, there's nothing. What are you doing? Go away. And so why do they say check your
royalties? Do you want to check your royalties?
Why don't they just say, don't bother checking your royalties. You haven't got any. This is it. And I was thinking, I can't wait. I'll ring Dan. You know, guess what? There's 20 grand. You've got nothing.
It's Apple. Apple sent me an audience report every month.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Maybe just filter those ones out, you know. Just don't bother sending me that if it's zero. I'm not interested in zero. What am I going to look at? Oh, I wonder what the segmentation's like then.
Yeah.
You know, what's the gender bias?
Yeah, of zero.
It's zero.
The other thing really pisses me off is how many people didn't finish the track. Why do I want to know that? How many people left after a minute? Most of them. Let me believe 17,000 people listened without telling me that 16,900 of them left after 4 seconds. Why?
Yeah, it's not good.
Why do they do that?
Why do they tell you that? I mean, sure, if you want to dig in and find out, great, but...
Why do you want to know? These lot didn't really like it.
bit of sensitivity is required here. We're artists.
Yeah, so they could say 17,000 people have listened. That's great. Thank you.
They stop.
Thank you. Yeah. Leave it there, and then I can go around going, I've got 17,000 fans.
Yeah, exactly.
I can believe it.
Exactly.
I go to bed thinking, I've got 17,000 fans.
Yeah.
I've made no money,
but
that's okay.
Yeah.
Not. Oh. Most of them think you're crap. So it's just worse then.
It is.
You means you've got 17,000 people who can't be asked.
Yeah. No, they've made an active decision.
To not be asked. A month. Every bloody month. More
at least
people can't
at least
be
with my zero, you know, yes, nobody's turned me down. They just don't know about me. I'm a hidden gem. You're a rusty old nail.
Yeah, is that it? No, I'm making that 17,000. It is a bit more. It's not quite as bad as that. But I'm just saying, it's just you don't really want to know the unfinished. And Vimeo's worse. I mean, Christ almighty, you put an educational video up. So if they haven't finished it, it means, you know, they really... And actually, yeah, it's like... It's good, but, you know, you just think, well, why do I want to know about the people who didn't even bother to finish?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that tell me?
Yeah, it's way too harsh. It's like those office lighting, isn't it, compared to a candle. You know, you want the candle. You want the soft glow flickering on your curves, not the harsh fluorescent glare.
But which is global as well. It's like... So globally, so it's quite nice on Spotify. It's all these countries, right? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Not there's only one person there.
Yeah. No. Right.
Just say there's people in Australia like you. Great. Not there's one in the whole of Australia. Only one, and one in Poland, and one in Gdansk. And that you just think, just say Gdansk, Poland. Then I can. Sleep in the heady knowledge that I have international fans. Not one international fan.
So I've got to go.
Oh, mid whinge.
Well, no, I think we'd run its course a few minutes ago. I think we killed that one.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It's an important topic.
It is.
Thank you ever so much. For taking the time. Maybe you want to play us out with your jingle that you've written.
Oh, I haven't really.
Come on. You're going to make one up.
What we call the Phil and Dan show. Danny.
Phil and Danny show. No. Make it look, at least look, like you've given it a week's worth of
thought. Oh, sorry. I can't do a jingle.
Next week, okay? Or
Phil and Danny show. Phil and Danny show. Phil and Danny show.
All right. Thank you very much, Phil. Love you.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday, for real.
Right. See you soon.
Peace out.
Bye.